They are obedient, never commit sins, fulfill every command of Allah. Angels of Allah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you once again in the beautiful series of Madani Channel called World of Angels. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, before we start our today's episode, let's first listen to the correct answer of the question that was asked at the end of the last episode. If you all take out our notes and we see what answer did we give to the question that was asked in last week's episode, so we can try to see if our answer was right or wrong. The question that was asked at the end of last week's episode was that how many Baytullah are there in this universe? And the correct answer to this is 15. There are 15 Baytullah in this universe. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase the knowledge of those who have given the right answer. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to acquire ilm-e-deen and to act upon it. Before proceeding any further, let's listen to a virtue of Durood Sharif. We know that in this series, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we listen to a virtue of Durood Sharif regarding angels as well. Therefore, Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Talha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu salam said that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the one who sends darood upon you once, Allah azza wa jal says that me and my angels sent 10 mercies upon him. And the one who sent salam upon you once, me and my angels reveal blessings upon him 10 times. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, do you know which angel are we going to learn about today? This is the angel who's the chief, the head of all of the angels. And Allah Azza wa Jal blessed him with the privilege and honor of presenting himself in the court of all of the prophets, alayhimu salatu salam. Yes, you're right, my dear Islamic brothers, you've guessed him right. His name is Sayyiduna Jibreel Amin, alayhi salatu salam. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned him at various places in the glorious Quran. Therefore, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions at one place in Surah Tahrim, verse number 4, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فإن الله هو مولاه وجبريل وصالح المؤمنين والملائكة بعد ذلك ظهير. Translation from Kanzul Iman Sharif. Indeed, Allah is his supporter and Jibreel and the virtuous believers are also his aids. And in addition, the angels are also his aids. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, from this blessed verse of the Holy Quran, we also come to know that Allah Azza wa Jal also helps people. So does Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu salam. So can other angels and also the righteous people of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, let's learn more information about Sayyiduna Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu salam. Do you know what is the name of Sayyiduna Jibreel Amin alayhi salam? We all know that he is commonly known as Jibreel Amin, Jibreel. This is the name that we know him with. But his name is Abdullah. It is narrated in Hadith Mubarakah that the name of Hazrat Sayyiduna Jibreel is Abdullah. name of Mikael is Ubaidullah, and Hazrat Israfil alayhi salatu salam's name is Abdul Rahman. And Hazrat Jibrail alayhi salam is superior than all angels. Therefore, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "Shall I not tell you who is the most superior angel? The most superior angel is Jibrail." My dear Islamic brothers, let's listen to even a more astonishing and amazing fact about Sayyidina Jibrail alayhi salatu salam. That Sayyidina Jibrail alayhi salam never went to any prophet in his true physical appearance. Instead, he would always go in someone else's appearance. However, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that I have seen Jibreel Amin in his true appearance, in his true physical appearance twice. Meaning that Hazrat Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu salam has so much splendors and wonders that no prophet had seen him in his true physical appearance. But our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam saw him in his true physical appearance two times. Other than this, he has presented himself in the court of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam hundreds and thousands of times. Furthermore, do you know that whose appearance would Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu salam come in the court of Aqa alayhi salatu salam? Hazrat Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu salam present himself in the court of Aqa alayhi salatu salam in the shape of a very beloved companion, Hazrat Sayyidina Dahiya Qalbi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Even today, Baba Jibreel is present in Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif just next to Babul Baqi. This is a door from where Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam would go in the blessed court of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Furthermore, my dear Islamic brothers, do you know the size of Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu salam? How tall, how huge, how massive Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu salam is? Let's listen to this. The noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that the distance between both shoulders of Jibreel Amin alayhi salam is the distance that a fast flying bird would cover after flying for 500 years. Allahu Akbar. That is the distance between two shoulders of Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu salam. Furthermore, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that Hazrat Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam has 600,000 wings made of pearls. Aqa alayhi salatu salam has said, "Once Hazrat Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam came to me the way a person comes to his good friend. I saw that his dress was made of white pearls. Furthermore, he was white like ice. His forehead and teeth were shining. His wings and feet were green." Now, after listening to the size and how massive Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu salam is, another question would probably strike our mind, that how old Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam is? What is the age of Hazrat Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu salam? Undoubtedly, this is a very important question, that how old he alayhi salatu salam would be, that he alayhi salatu salam has been coming in the courts of all prophets alayhi salatu salam, all the way from Sayyidina Adam Safiullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu salam to our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. At the end of the day, how old he himself would be? So Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked the same question to Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, that how old are you? So noble Prophet alayhi salam asked Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam, that how old are you? And do you know the response that Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam gave? Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu salam said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I don't know how old I am. But I know one thing with which we probably can get an idea. It is that there is a star on the fourth sky which shines once after 70,000 years. And I have seen the star 72,000 times." Allah Allah. So Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam said that there's a star on the fourth sky which shines only once after 70,000 years, and I have seen the star 72,000 times. Just imagine how old Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is. But upon this, do you know what Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied? Do you know what Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam said? Allah Allah. Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam said that, O Jibreel, do you know who the star was? Ana dhalikal kawkab. Meaning, O Jibreel, I was that star. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, remember that the first thing which Allah Azza wa Jal created was the noor of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam from his own divine noor, from his own divine light. Yes, my dear Islamic brothers, it is mentioned in the Hadith Mubarakah that Hazrat Sayyiduna Jabir radiallahu ta'ala asked Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, what was the first thing that Allah Azza wa Jal created? So Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala asked Aqa alayhi salam that what was the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created? Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam replied, O Jabir, the first thing that Allah Azza wa Jal created was the noor of your Nabi with his own divine noor. So we come to know that the first thing to come into existence by Allah Azza wa Jal was beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. We also come to know that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is made of noor. Do you also know that what did Mufassir Shaheer Hakimul Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi write in relation to this hadith mubarakah? So Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, they write that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam took off his blessed turban when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned about the star. Then Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, they took out their blessed turban, Imama Sharif. Then beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam pointed towards his blessed head. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam saw that the same very star was shining on the blessed head of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So we come to know that Allah Azza wa Jal has made our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam noor. That's why Imam Ahle Sunnat, Imam Ishq Muhabbat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman, they say, Subha Taiba mein hui batta hai bada noor ka, sadqa lene noor ka, aya hai tara noor ka. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Furthermore, my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that when Hazrat Sayyiduna Ibrahim Khalilullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam was being thrown in the fire of Nimrud, and when he was placed inside the catapult, a huge blazing fire was set up for him, so ma'adallah, he could be thrown in it. Hazrat Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam came to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that I was shining on the forehead of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in the shape of noor and was present in his pushed in his blessed back in the shape of a pearl. So at that time, when Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam came in the court of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when Namrud Al-Ain blazed up a huge fire, a massive fire, and Ma'adullah wanted to throw Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in the fire, at that time Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam was shining in the blessed forehead of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in the shape of noor and said that I was present in the pushti athar in the blessed back of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in the shape of a pearl. So, at that time, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam came in the court of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and asked, do you have any need? So, my dear Islamic brothers, this is the time when Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam would be thrown into fire. So, at this time, Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu salam comes. He is the head of all the angels. Just imagine imagine how much power Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam would possess. So at this severe time, he comes in the court of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and asks, do you have any need? Can I fulfill any of your needs? Meaning, do you need my help? Shall I help you? Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam replied, No, I do not need you. The Lord Almighty, who has put me in this trial, knows my state and condition. So, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that when I was born and when I was taken on Mi'raj, Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam stopped at Sidratul Muntaha and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I cannot proceed any further. At the journey of Mi'raj, Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam stopped at Sidratul Muntaha, their last destination, and said that I cannot proceed any further. Aqa alayhi salam says that I said, a friend doesn't leave his friend alone at such a place. You too come with me. He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I cannot advance any further from here. If I advance any further from here, even to the amount of a hair, all my wings and hair will burn and I will not exist anymore. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I cannot proceed any further from here. So you know, my dear Sami brothers, what Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam said to Jibreel alayhi salam. Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that, O Jibreel, do you have any need? Look, I'm going in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, where even you can't reach. There was a time when you offered your help to my father Ibrahim, and I was shining in the shape of Noor in the forehead of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And today I am giving you the offer that I am going in the court of my Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal to behold him, to meet him. If you have any need, if you have any desire, let me know. So this is where Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam is paying back the favor that Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam did by offering help to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. So do you know, my dear Islamic brothers, what did Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam say? Even Jibreel Amin alayhi salam loves this ummah, the ummah of beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, immensely. Therefore, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you are going in the court of Allah azza wa jal. I have one desire. Just listen to this carefully, my dear son and brothers. Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam said, I have one desire and will, that please request in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal that on the day of judgment, when people will be crossing the bridge of Sirat, many people will be cut in halves and would fall in the hellfire. In those severe circumstances, I wish that Allah Azza wa Jal commands me and I am able to draw my wings on bridge of Sirat, and your ummah can go in paradise by treading on my wings. So this way, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam paid back the favor of Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu salam, which he did by offering his services and help and assistance to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. But my dear Islamic brothers, have you noticed how much me and you, this ummah of beloved Prophet alayhi salatu salam, are lucky that even Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu salam, the head of the angels, the most closest angel to Allah Azza wa Jal, loves this ummah so much. The only wish, the only desire he placed in front of Aqa alayhi salatu salam to ask in the court of Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal was salvation of this ummah on the day of judgment, salvation of this ummah on bridge of Sirat. How fortunate we are, my dear Islamic brothers, but we take this for granted. We don't appreciate this honor, this privilege, which is blessed to us by being born in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Every blessing, every ni'mah is at one side. But being born in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is beyond everything. We need to appreciate this ni'mah, we need to appreciate this blessing. And we need to always seek repentance in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, on the day of judgment, for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we will be successful and we will attain salvation. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, as we are learning about Hazrat Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, meanwhile, we are also being blessed with gaining the knowledge about the excellence of beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Do you know that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that I have two wazirs, two ministers in the skies and two on the earth. Two in the skies are Jibra'il and Mika'il, and two on the earth are Abu Bakr and Umar. So a king would only have his ministers, his wazirs at those places where his kingdom, his kingship exists. So Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that I have two ministers in the skies. From this we come to know that the kingship, the reign of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam is also in the skies. Furthermore, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that my two ministers are on the earth from which that I have two ministers on earth as well, from which we come to know that the kingship, the reign of beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is also on the earth. Therefore, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, what do they say? The farsh wale teri shokat ka ulu kya jane khusrawa arsh pe urta hai phurera tera. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, you would know that when Allah Azza wa Jal commanded all angels to prostrate to Sayyidina Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu salam, then all angels prostrated but shaitan. And among the angels, Sayyidina Jibra'il alayhi salam was the first one to perform sajda to Sayyidina Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu salam. From this too, we come to know the excellence, the greatness, the rank, the status of Sayyidina Jibra'il alayhi salatu salam. This was in short the summary of Sayyidina Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam. There are many other accounts, virtues and a lot more information about Jibra'il Amin alayhi salatu wasalam. Insha'Allah Zawajal, in the next episode, we will continue our episode by mentioning more virtues, accounts and information about Jibra'il Amin alayhi salatu wasalam. A lot of more amazing events and facts we will learn about Jibra'il Amin alayhi salatu wasalam. Please keep watching our series World of Angels, and inshallah azawajal, you will acquire immense knowledge in relation to angels. Inshallah azawajal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And as always, the last segment of our episode, inshallah azawajal, is that we ask a question about today's episode and we test our knowledge as to what have we learned, what have we memorized. And inshallah azawajal, the correct answer of this question will be given in the beginning of next week's episode. So today's question is that what is the real name of Hazrat Sayyiduna Jibra'il Amin alayhi salatu salam? What is the real name of Sayyiduna Jibra'il Amin alayhi salatu salam? Let's see what we've learned from this episode and how much do we memorize from this episode and whether we know the answer to this question or not. Try to note down this answer in your notebook, and inshallah azawajal, in next episode we will begin with giving the answer, with giving the correct answer to this question. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to remember what we've learned and pass it on to others. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to acquire ilm deen, knowledge of deen, and also act upon it. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyyil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
They are obedient, never commit sins, fulfill every command of Allah. Angels are